This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department announced Thursday it had filed a lawsuit against the state of Texas and the Texas Secretary of State imposed by Texas Senate Bill 1, which was signed into law in September. The complaint challenges provisions of Senate Bill 1 under Section 208 of the Voting Rights Act and Section 101 of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Attorney General Bill Paxton tweeted, quote, Biden is coming after Texas for SB 1. It's a great and much needed bill, ensuring Texas has safe, secure, and transparent elections. I will see you in court, Biden, end quote. Republican Governor Abbott said the bill makes it easier to vote and harder to cheat. President Biden called numerous House lawmakers on Thursday to help rally support for his partisan social spending bill. The bipartisan infrastructure bill passed the Senate and has been stalled in Congress by Democrat Speaker Nancy Pelosi. A Democratic leadership source said the House plans to vote on the two pieces of legislation today. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As many news outlets have called the New Jersey governor's race from Tuesday, the Republican candidate says hold the phone. Not all votes have been counted yet in the very close election.
Republican candidate for New Jersey governor Jack Cittarelli is responding to media reports calling the election for Governor Phil Murphy.
Currently, Governor Murphy and I are separated by about 1% after 2.4 million ballots counted. There are still tens of thousands of vote-by-mail and provisional ballots yet to be counted. No one should be declaring victory or conceding the election until every legal vote is counted.
Cittarelli posting that video on Twitter Thursday, and also his campaign putting out a fundraising appeal asking for money. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A contract between the Biden administration and Emergent BioSolutions, a vaccine contractor who has struggled with production failures during the pandemic, has been canceled. The contract was worth $600 million. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Tuesday's elections in New Jersey, the number two Democrat and Senate President Steve Sweeney was defeated by Republican truck driver Ed Durr. He tells Fox News the victory was not his doing, but the people of New Jersey were voting loud and clear in the Democrat stronghold.
I believe it needed to be done. We have been ignored and the voice of the people was heard. This was clearly a repudiation on Governor Murphy when all across the state, people were elected. It wasn't just myself. And it wasn't done by me. It was done by the people. I didn't unseat him. He unseated himself by his lack of doing his job. He chose not to stand up to Governor Murphy, and the people were not going to accept that. So they decided, if you don't want to do your job, we're going to take your job away from you. Well, I can't speak on the Democratic group, but I can say that it was a clear message that when people come out and vote, their voices can be heard, and that's all I ask people to do is come out and vote. I just want to make New Jersey more affordable, make it a better place for everybody to live in, for families, because ultimately it's become one of the most exodus states in the country, and separation of your families is just ridiculous, because my kids are here, my grandkids are here, and I just want to be able to live my life and enjoy things.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello again, America. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and Dr. John Lott will join us here in just a second, the economist and world-recognized expert on guns and crime. John has held research or teaching positions at various academic institutions, including the University of Chicago, Yale University, the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania, Stanford University, Rice University. He was the chief economist at the United States Sentencing Commission. He's a columnist for Fox News. Town Hall, holds a PhD in economics from UCLA. And just to punctuate John's curriculum vitae and his experience, Nobel laureate Milton Friedman had this to say about John. He says he has few equals as a perceptive analyst and controversial public policy issue. This is brilliant accolades and praise for our next guest, Dr. John Lott. John, how you doing?
Doing great. Good to talk to you again.
Always good to connect. It seems like common sense may be coming on the horizon here. Special election this week indicated that people realize that you have to have law and order on your streets, that, less police officers means more crime. You know, I often tell my kids that experience defines preference, and here for, you know, ever since Joe Biden came into office in the 2020 elections, America has been deluged with lots of experience, and they're defining their preference, and that seemed to come out loud and clear this week.
Right. Well, I mean, surely there was good news in places like Minneapolis, where they voted to down the defunding of the police department there, though it's still amazing to me that 43% of the people voted for it. Interestingly, mm-hmm. when you kind of break down the numbers, you see that blacks were overwhelmingly against defunding the police. It was
yes.
basically white liberals that were there. And the fact that they could still get 43% is a little unnerving. Of course, mm-hmm. You had the elections in Virginia. But what seemed to go the other way a little bit was Austin, Texas, where they ended up not voting to restore the funding for the police department there. And to me, the point that you're making is just obviously true. If you don't make it risky for criminals to commit crime, you're going to see more crime. Whether, over the last year we've seen literally huge numbers of inmates being released from jails and prisons, in some places well over 50%, many violent criminals released. We've seen police being ordered to stand down, police budgets being cut. We see prosecutors, many George Soros-funded prosecutors, refusing to go and prosecute even violent criminals. I mean, just a few weeks ago in Chicago, you had this unbelievable situation where two rival gangs had a shootout. One person killed, three people wounded. It was in broad daylight. It was caught on video. Mm-hmm. And you actually had police there witnessing the shootout. And yet Kim Fox, her office, for the district attorney for Cook County, refused to prosecute any of the murderers there that were going on. Her office claimed, well, you know, it was a voluntary fight between two groups. At least that was their initial claim that was mm-hmm. there. They later ended up saying that they didn't have sufficient evidence. Of course, even Mayor Lightfoot, who's hardly known as even a moderate, let alone a conservative, was attacking Kim Fox's office, saying, you didn't have enough evidence. How much more evidence can you possibly need to go and do prosecutions on this? But, you know, elections have outcomes, whether it be the types of restrictions that the Biden Justice Department's trying to put on police departments doing their job, or, you know, having people like these George Soros-funded
prosecutors. Exactly. Yeah, when is enough enough here, John? I mean, this is ludicrous. Chicago, case in point, like you said. I mean, even New York, you know, they kind of woke up, too, and changed the regime there. Of course, they had to. Oh, yeah, the election there was just massive, you know, so, you know, people are realizing.
Adams ran on refunding the police and helping them do their job. He's a former police officer, a captain in the New York City Police Department. And, you know, he pushed back, and it's the reason why he won the Democratic primary.
Right. And he's reinstituted the 600 plainclothes officers on the street. So we can get the guns off the street. This will make a huge difference. But again, John, how much damage has already been done to these police? I mean, these are fellow humanoids. I mean, people like you and me who just want to go out there and, I mean, their choice of labor, their choice of profession, yes, a very exceptional choice. And they're not readily available. And, you know, they've been heading for the exits, retiring early, taking their pensions, this sort of thing, because of the risks that has been placed upon them, you know, during this, you know, George Soros-influenced era that has been pummeling, you know, our culture. And you got to have law and order. I mean, you know, in the hysterical hypocrisy of it all is that, you know, I don't see Lori Lightfoot lightening up on her, you know, on her enforcement or on her, you know, people that are, you know, watching for her safety and that sort of thing. You know, all these officials. Go ahead.
With Lightfoot is over the last year, she's cut the Chicago Police Department by 400 officers. But at the same time, she's spending a couple million dollars on police providing her with security.
Yes.
So she understands. And, you know, the same thing happened in Minneapolis where they were voted to defund the police. The city council members there voted to provide $5,000 per week vouchers for security for members of the city council there. So they understand. You know, it's not just people like Mayor Bloomberg, former mayor of Chicago, Michael Bloomberg, and others who go and use private security.
Right.
So they understand in their own lives how important it is to be able to have somebody defend you with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, most people can't afford to have private security.
So what do they do as an alternative, John? You know, what I'm concerned about is all of a sudden we're going back to the mafia era, you know, local neighborhood bullies that they can go to, enforcers, vigilantes that will protect them, you know, in mass because, law enforcement is not doing it for them. Is this what's in the future of America if we continue down this path?
Well, I mean, that was the whole point of the Supreme Court case that was heard on Wednesday, where, you know, you have seven states, including New York and California, that require that people have to provide a quote-unquote good reason before some public official will grant you the option to be able to go and protect yourself and your family outside your home.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded like the justices were going to strike down at least that part of the New York law.
Well, I want to tear that apart a little bit more, actually a lot more, and for you to give us some clarity on it on the other side of the break. We're heading to break now. We've got more from Dr. John Lott, author of the book Gun Control Myths. If you don't have your hands on it, you should get it. It's linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Radio continues to be an effective way to reach people in areas that might not have heard the gospel before. But the Tide Ministry also uses other creative means to spread the good news. In Pakistan, where 98% of the residents are non-Christian, staff on the ground promote and upload the regular radio broadcasts through WhatsApp for distribution to listeners who have access to the internet. The Tide Ministry has also started a Middle East children's program, which uses attention-catching puppet shows to provide a creative forum to answer any questions and to break down barriers for children in the Middle East to come to Jesus as Savior. As unconventional as these methods might seem, our goal is to spread the love of Christ to all people around the world, no matter the avenue. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is creatively sharing the good news of Jesus Christ worldwide through media and partnerships, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, welcome back. This is the place that is fresh and independent, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Good to have you with us. Our conversation with Dr. John Lott continues. He's the author of the book Gun Control Myths. If you've not read this book, I mean, this is power-packed. This puts a lot of power in your hands in terms of knowledge, because we know that knowledge is power. John cites how politicians, the media, and the botched studies have twisted the facts on gun control, and you can learn the actual facts that debunk them outside of the fact that all you have to do is observe, as John had said before the break. Interesting how some of these politicians want to defund police, but yet they want to make sure that their safety is taken care of, and they want to make sure that security is paid for by the taxpayer and all that good stuff. But meanwhile, the everyday citizen is left to defend themselves. And John, as you said, the Supreme Court dealt with that issue. They had the opportunity to defend the Second Amendment. And what do we know as of now?
Well, I mean, I think there's reasons to be optimistic. The state of New York was basically making two types of arguments. One is that for public safety, it was necessary for them to be able to judge whether somebody had a good reason to be able to go and carry. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the response is, look, there's 43 states that don't have that restriction that's there. Mm-hmm. You know, the types of fears that you raise haven't been evident there. I mean, none of the states that have moved to right to carry rules or to constitutional carry have even had a legislative hearing to try to go back and impose, these kind of good reason standards where you have to go to some local public official and explain why, you know, it's justified that you should be able to go and carry. They have objective rules, you know, do you have a criminal background, for example. The other thing that came up in the hearing was you look at the rest of the Bill of Rights. You don't have to, if you're going to become a reporter, you don't have to go to some public official and provide a good reason for why you should be a reporter. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go to some public official and provide a good reason why your religion should be allowed to be practiced, or a good reason why you should be able to go and give a speech. You know, you don't have to go and give a good reason for why you're going to be doing your radio show. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the only part of the Bill of Rights where you have some states go and say, before we allow you the ability to go and exercise your right to self-defense.
Yeah, I think we lost him. Did we lose him all of a sudden? Let's, John, are you there? Okay, wait a minute. We have an interruption here in the feed. Forgive us, we're reconnecting with Dr. John Lott. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. He was a senior advisor for research and statistics at the U.S. Department of Justice Office of Legal Policy, and has worked on voter fraud issues as well. And as we reconnect with him here, apologize for the disruption, because he was, you know, breaking this thing down. I mean, the common sense argument of what the Supreme Court was looking at. Okay, John, pick it up. I'm sorry for the interruption here. So,
okay, I'm not going to take it personally. I got hung up on.
Is that what happened? I hope not.
I don't know where I got cut off, but the second part of the argument was, look, there's no other part of the Bill of Rights where you have mm-hmm. to go to some public official and provide a good reason for why you should be able to exercise that, whether it's reporters or the church or anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And so was there any indication from the Supremes in terms of how they're leaning on this? I mean, because to me, that's a reasonable argument. I mean, why do we have these restrictions on this but not on others?
Yeah, well, I think there's good signs in terms of the questions that the justices were asking. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was very pleasantly surprised by John Roberts. He even went further than that. He said, so there are two issues. One, if you're going to have a license, why require that you have to provide a good reason for why it's issued? And the second is, why even have a license? I mean, you don't have to have a license to be a reporter or a member of the church.
Right.
And Roberts asked, you know, why is this the one part of the Bill of Rights where you need to provide a good reason? And when they came back and said, well, you know, there are a lot of places that have had these types of restrictions over time, and he said, well, he wasn't really convinced why that was a good response to his point. You know, just because some places have done something wrong over a period of time doesn't mean that they can do it for wrong forever. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you took Roberts' comments literally, it sounded like he was pushing for constitutional carry, where you don't need to have a permit to be able to go and have carry. Mm-hmm. If you just don't have a criminal background, if you can legally own a gun, then you should be able to carry.
Exactly.
And so the one justice who I was a little bit surprised by was Amy Coney Barrett. She seemed to have some concerns about getting rid of the good reason standard that's there. But, you know, hopefully, you know, she'll come around too, and you'll have a 6-3 decision. There's even a slight possibility that Elena Kagan showed a little bit of openness to the arguments that were there. She surely wasn't as hostile as Breyer or Sotomayor. So I'm pretty optimistic. I mean, people have to understand the court only looks at the question before them. So in the Heller and McDonald decisions, the question before them was whether or not people could own a gun in their home for self-defense.
Right.
You know, there are all sorts of other issues you can deal with licensing. You know, where can you carry a gun? Are there certain places where carrying a gun can be prohibited? And the big concern that you have here is, let's say you strike down this good reason provision in New York. They may do lots of things in these states to make it costly. Illinois, which is the one state which has already faced a court forcing them to become a right-to-carry state, did everything they could to make it difficult for people to get a concealed handgun permit. It cost like $450 to go through the process to get it. You have to have other licenses. There was no training facility up until very recently in Chicago, and you can't carry on public transportation. So if you were a poor black, let's say, in Chicago and you didn't own a car,
yes,
you'd have to go and borrow somebody's car on either 2 or 4 days, because they require 16 hours of training to travel way outside the city. It's the reason why Illinois only has about 4% of the adult population with a concealed handgun permit, whereas neighboring Indiana has over 20%, because there's no fees now for getting a concealed handgun permit in Indiana.
Yeah.
But just to give you one.
Why should there be fees, John? I mean, that's just
right.
you know, just to make things difficult, because you know, somehow you've got to impose your ideology. Is that what this is about?
Well, I mean, Democratic states make it as costly as possible for people to own guns or to get a concealed handgun permit. They know if they can't ban people having guns, they can at least reduce the number of people who get guns by having these types of rules. So, you know, take something like background checks on the private transfers of guns. In Washington, D.C., where they're voting on this, it costs $125 to go and privately transfer a gun. And just to give you an idea how purposefully these are set up, if Bill, you and I lived in D.C., and I'm going to go and give you 4 guns, I have to pay you'd think it's just one person giving one other person the guns. It should just be one background check. But no.
It's per gun.
They require a separate background check on each gun. And, you know, you've lived in California. They
right.
have the same rule where you have to, each gun requires a separate background check. I mean, what other reason besides just making it as difficult as possible and costly as possible can you give for why you would set up a rule like that?
Exactly. When do you think we'll get a decision? We've got about 20 seconds left here, John.
Well, it'll be maybe next June. Usually the more controversial cases are held longer, but this is very early in the term, so I probably wouldn't wouldn't be surprised if we saw one in maybe March or something.
We'll have to wait and see. Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center.
Sponsored by Humana. As the nation looks to observe Veterans Day, Ed Sandrick, a retired Marine and director of the Veterans Channel at Humana, shares one way Humana is helping Medicare-eligible veterans achieve their best health.
As part of Humana's longstanding commitment to our nation's servicemen and women, we spoke to veterans to better understand their needs. Our research found that their health benefits could be strengthened, so we launched the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage plans in 2019. While the honor plans were available to anyone with Medicare, veterans will find that these plans could round out the benefits they may already have through the VA, helping them to maximize their coverage. Veterans may enroll in any Humana plan they are eligible for, all of which are recommended by USAA.
To learn more about Humana plans, visit Humana.com. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO, HMO-SNP, PPO, PPO-SNP, and PFFS organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department announced Thursday it had filed a lawsuit against the state of Texas and the Texas Secretary of State imposed by Texas Senate Bill 1, which was signed into law in September. The complaint challenges provisions of Senate Bill 1 under Section 208 of the Voting Rights Act and Section 101 of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Attorney General Bill Paxton tweeted, quote, "Biden is coming after Texas for SB 1. It's a great and much needed bill, ensuring Texas has safe, secure, and transparent elections. I will see you in court, Biden," end quote. Republican Governor Abbott said the bill makes it easier to vote and harder to cheat. President Biden called numerous House lawmakers on Thursday to help rally support for his partisan social spending bill. The bipartisan infrastructure bill passed the Senate and has been stalled in Congress by Democrat Speaker Nancy Pelosi. A Democratic leadership source said the House plans to vote on the two pieces of legislation today. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Appreciate Dr. John Lott's insight about what was addressed in the Supreme Court regarding our Second Amendment right. Good points there. I mean, think about it, right? It's not like for anything else. You don't have to, you know, go get a license because you want to attend, a Catholic church or a Protestant church or whatever. But yet here it is. They bifurcated this and they found a way to make it difficult in order to impose their ideology on we the people and infringe on our constitutional rights. I mean, that's really what it is straight up. And I didn't get a chance to talk to John about this, but, I'd be curious to get his read on this. And we've had some discussion regarding, what happened on the set of Rust with Alec Baldwin. And here you have an unexperienced person with a gun. Of course, he thought it was a prop. And I understand that, given that. But, again, people who've been properly trained, which, is the majority of people who own guns, the challenge and encouragement that I have for them is to make sure that you keep up on that training because, you just can't pick up your gun once in a while and be proficient. When you're talking about a gun, it comes with a lot of responsibility. And as I say, the majority of gun owners understand that. I mean, they go, they're at the range, some are taking additional training and all that, which is excellent. But any gun owner will tell you with any gun, you always treat it as if it is live, that you have ammunition in the gun. You don't take that for granted. You have to check this. And so here it is, whether you're a movie star or, you know, whatever, if you've got a gun in your hand and, you know, unless you know for sure that it is a prop in as much as that it can't fire any bullets or anything like that, that's one thing. But if you have a gun that has the ability, which they did in, you know, on that movie set, which we're all questioning, you know, what? Why on a movie set that you would have a gun who is capable to, you know, has the ability to shoot, you know, live ammo and also blanks. I mean, that's a recipe for disaster right there just from the very start. And it's not like this has been the first time that something like this has happened. So the industry itself is going to go through some understandable you know, reforms and restrictions there to make sure that, you know, something like this, if that's, you know, we always say this, that it would never happen again. But, you know, being the human beings that we are, we just have a way of, you know, cutting corners and making mistakes, you know, as our good historian friend Bruce Thatcher says. You know, the problem with history is that we don't learn from history. You know, it's like we're just doomed to keep repeating the errors of the past, and you say, well, why, you know, what is this, you know, what is happening? Why can't we get on top of this? Why can't common sense, you know, reign about these things? But, again, relevant to, you know, responsible gun owners and those of us who support our Second Amendment right, it's there in our Constitution. And, you know, if we the people decide that, hey, that's no longer valid and they want to get rid of it, well, then, hey, take it on. But meanwhile, to make it difficult and, you know, to, you know, charge extra money and do all these things like John was breaking it down, you know, like in the state of, you know, California, states of California and New York, that if you go to transfer a gun, you know, they're charging you per gun, not per, you know, per event in the transferring of weapons. And so, you know, this is terrible. I say weapons, you know, talking about guns. But also the other thing, too, again, I remind you of John's book, Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and the Botched Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. I mean, this book is loaded with data, and it's right there before you. And it's not like everybody should go out there and, you know, feel like you got to look for an argument about gun control. It's just that you know, this will give you a working knowledge to help you appreciate that some of the numbers, like we know how people can twist things around, you know, to make numbers, make the figures favor, you know, their argument. You know, we've known that, you know, time and again. That's just the nature of man and unfortunately the nature of discussion, which doesn't make us all the smarter. It really, you know, really dumbs us down even more so. We're kind of waiting for Danielle Pitzer here from Focus on the Family, and I'm getting a call from her, but I can't answer it because we are on the air right now. And I'm only saying this because I know Brad will pick up on the message and maybe, you know, contact her to see what we can do to, you know, connect. So and what we were going to talk about is that one of the biggest challenges for parents today is helping their children make wise decisions. Yeah, movies, shows, books, YouTube channels, you know, they're littered with foul language, bad decisions, and anti-Christian ideologies. And she's the Focus on the Family's Director of Sanctity of Human Life, and talking about the top pro-life movies to watch with your family. And, you know, this is, you know, this has just been a real challenge, you know, with what's going on and how we're being incorrectly influenced, you know, by these movies and by these, you know, social media channels. Very frustrating. And oops, there we go. I was trying to get a message off to Danielle and wasn't. I think I got the wrong message off to her, so forgive me as I'm talking to you, trying to, you know, get this corrected. Sorry about that, just dealing with some technical difficulties, so hopefully we can connect with her and at least have a couple of minutes to talk about it. You know, these pro-life movies to watch with your family, one of the biggest challenges I mentioned is helping children make the wise decisions about these, you know, about these movies and how they are influencing, you know, our thinking and, you know, our mindset and our world view. You know, she's going to be talking, but if we can get a hold of her. Again, I apologize for the delay here. Well, she's on right now. Danielle, thank you for, you know, pursuing this and getting on. We've only got about 3 minutes left here. And so I was giving the intro to you sharing the top pro-life movies to watch with your family. Why don't you go ahead and talk about those directly?
Sure. I'd be happy to. Some of my favorite movies that I think that really show powerful communication of the pro-life view are like the book Max Lucado, You Are Special. Mm-hmm. Meet the Robinsons is a wonderful movie that talks about the adoption journey, and you know, we're all adopted in Christ.
Yes.
Everything Said Is Untrue is an unusual book that I think families will really enjoy, just talking about the Christian faith and the value of life and The Giver. I think those are some of the best ones. The Giver movie has a very strong pro-life, anti-abortion message that families can really get around and have some good communication regarding.
You know, Danielle, we have discussed this before, not you and I, but with others in the pro-life movement. What I am pleased to see is the testimonies that are coming out from experience, you know, experience since 1973, since Roe v. Wade. You have women, you have men, you know, testifying to the lie of Roe v. Wade. And so this organic movement is quite threatening to Planned Parenthood and those that want to continue to abort our children.
Yes, you are right. And so some of the things that I mentioned were more on the fiction side, but you're right. There are more stories coming out about real life people. Like we have Dr. Gabink that talked about her transition from being a Planned Parenthood doctor to now fighting for the pro-life cause. And then, of course, there's Abby Johnson's story, an unplanned. It's a hard story to watch, but, boy, that really talks about the transition from being a Planned Parenthood clinic director to now being a huge pro-life giant.
Well, people say these days we should follow the science, and now that we have the science in front of us, it is quite clear and inarguable that that is a human being in the womb of a woman, is it not?
Yes. Yes, the embryology is really conclusive now. We can see from the beginning of conception, you can have a heartbeat at 5 weeks, 5 days, it's detectable. You can see the earbuds, you can see fingers. I mean, it's just really undeniable that that is a human being.
Well, Danielle Pitzer, we appreciate the time. She's focused on the family's director of Sanctity of Human Life. And again, we thank you, you know, for your commitment and the pursuit of life on behalf of all. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And guess who we got? Brian Kilmeade. He is in the house, yes. The co-host of Fox News Channel's morning show, Fox and Friends, also hosts his own national radio show, The Brian Kilmeade Show, which is very clever. I mean, they must have spent all kinds of time figuring out the title of that show. He lives in Long Island, but I think that's also a delusion because as much time as he spends in the studio, what, do you have a cot there or something? I mean, you're constantly on the air.
Yeah, it's like a big gym. You know, you got to keep the ball spinning.
Yeah, Brian, I don't know how you do it. I mean, my show. I mean, 3 hours a day. That's like 9 hours of dedicated time just for 3 hours. You're doing 3 hours plus you're doing a TV show, and then as if that's not enough, then you're pinch hitting for different areas of Fox as well. So that's why I'm saying. Hopefully, you got a nice, comfortable cot there that you you sleep in between your shows.
No, just when I leave, here it's too busy. I mean, for example, I get the 7 o'clock show when I do prime time. It's real busy because, you know, the pre-games. Because
yes.
Got a meeting at 1, follow up at 3, then Joe Biden screws something up at 4, then you got to revamp everything. And then, you know, it's not that it's that hectic, but there's a pace to it, a drumbeat to it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's
exactly.
Really no time.
It's fun being you. That's why it keeps you out of trouble. You know, you're just too busy.
Yeah.
You can't even think about trouble.
Right. And people can get me in trouble, but they can't, but they'll never actually convict me because I have no time to get in trouble. So they can
exactly.
accuse me of things, but nothing will happen.
Well, Brian, we want to talk about your new book. Congratulations on The President, The Freedom Fighter. You know, we've often heard, certainly, about our president, Abraham Lincoln, and a champion for his freedom and anti-slavery in that. And Fred Douglass's story has not been told to this level. What drew you to this story?
Well, a couple of things. I mean, I read David Blight's book. It got Book of the Year, got all the awards a few years ago about Frederick Douglass, okay? It's
mm-hmm.
amazing. And then you read it and you say, wait a second, Frederick Douglass wrote a biography. So you got it, and he kept expanding on it. So you read, you could go back and you just take out the middleman. What did Frederick Douglass say? What did he say about his time? What were his beliefs about where America was? And why did he always want to be an American? And instead of saying, I just got to get out of this country, you know, I'm born a slave and obviously there's a difference between white and black in this country, I got to get out of here. No, he said, no, America's got to live up to its constitution. And he's going to be the one to lead us there. And he never stopped his whole life. And when he wasn't fighting for the equality of blacks and whites, he was fighting for women and getting them the right to vote and putting them in the workplace. He just had an amazing life. And what I thought is Lincoln, obviously not a slave, but born to two illiterate parents in abject poverty, was working his farm. His dad would actually license him out to other farms to work, who had 1 year of formal education combined. I go, who would ever think that Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln would lead us through our darkest times? And that is the American story. The most unlikely leaders emerge from our myths, and they overcome circumstances to do it. And I thought, imagine if when I found out for sure they met, they were supposed to meet four times, they met three times, and what they felt, how they felt about each other, I thought that might be a slice of this story that's unplowed.
Really kindred spirits when you think about it. I mean, you're talking of opposite bookends, so to speak. I mean, similarities, you know, poor beginnings. But here they are, out of their poor beginnings and experiences, they leverage it to just ignite this passion for liberty for all, and actually believing that our founding fathers meant what they said in the Constitution. Brilliant.
Yeah, and you know, you had to come to that fact because, you know, his first major mentor was William Lloyd Garrison. William Lloyd Garrison was an abolitionist in the North, and he basically said, the Constitution's terrible, America's terrible, we got to tear it down and build it up again. And then Douglass would split from that, and he could form his own newspaper, and he started writing about it. And the more he thought about it, and you know, it was great that Garrison gave him speaking fees. He was able to do that for a living. He was dynamic. He was half Muhammad Ali, half Martin Luther King. And he'd be entertaining, engaging, and challenging. And if there was ever a tape exists, there's rumors that there is some. I hope people find it. But they say he was like no other, and that's why he was such a factor. And he would later find out and talk to a guy named Garrett Smith, who was very wealthy and a big supporter, and said, no, the Constitution works. We don't. We're not living up to it. And that became his mantra. And that he would say, live up to this document. All men are created equal. And let's do this now. And let's not the color of our skin stop us. And when Lincoln became president, he had great hope. And when Lincoln tried to appease after his first inaugural, when seven states left the Union, he was enraged. He fooled us. What he later would find out, and as we both know, Lincoln had to pace this thing because America wasn't ready to fight for slavery. Once the war started and they realized the evils of it, it became more exposed, and African Americans wanted to fight for their freedom. Things began to change, and they began to change with Lincoln, too. And you see that process, and you see it through the writings of Douglass, and you see it through the actions of Lincoln.
You know, the thing is, and you brought this to the front in your book here, you've brought the voice of Frederick Douglass into the 21st century. But I want to hear it from you, because I have an idea of what he would say to the race baiters, to those that, for some reason, cannot seem to apprehend and understand that they're free. What would he tell them?
He, you know, I have a pretty good quote here, and it's one is from Lincoln, one is from Douglass. You know, you see that Lincoln hardly felt. He felt that everyone deserved the equality, no doubt about it, but he didn't freedom, but he didn't believe everyone was equal. But in his time, Benjamin Franklin, the same way, he had a slave. At the beginning, he's like, it's too bad about the black race isn't equal to the white. But he would learn that was wrong, that we all knew. And what he did is he was subjected to the people of his times. But here's what Douglass said on freedom. What a glorious day when slavery shall be no longer in our country, when we who have blotted out this system of wrong and made the United States, in fact, in truth, what it is in history, the kind of free, the land of the free, and the home of the brave. And he says that in 1863, because the Emancipation Proclamation is released, and he kept pushing and prodding. And he said, once you get your freedom, you got to choose to earn it. And Lincoln said something similar too. You got your freedom, now earn it.
The African-American community has made huge gains, and shout out to Shelby Steele about that, who protested in the 60s, whose dad came here and grandfather was a slave. He's like, we've leveled the playing field. Now we're overcompensating, asking for reparations for generations that hasn't lived for hundreds of years and with relations that weren't even in our country at the time.
Exactly.
It's like we're looking for a fight that's not there.
And the thing I'm seeing, Brian, is that it comes from such a small minority. I mean, we're not talking, 90% of blacks, asking for this. It is a small minority. And this is what's dangerous about, critical race theory and what's being raised up right now, because, you're asking, for an itch that, that doesn't need to be scratched. I mean, we just need to leave. And when I say leave it in the background is that, let that go, because holding on to the past is dragging down our future. And apprehending what is before us. I mean, here we are today, even after electing the first black president in hopes that somehow the racial divide would be healed. You look at it and you go, boy, we have more interracial marriages than we've ever had. I mean, this is the thing that's so comical about CRT. I just think, how do these teachers tell these mixed race kids in the classroom, your mom's black, she's good, your dad's white, he's bad. And then they come home and they tell their parents that, hey, what did you learn at school today? We learned that mom's good because she's black and dad, you're bad because you're white. I mean, this is absurd.
Yeah, it is. And I'm so glad what's happening at these school board meetings. I don't want anything out of control. It doesn't help your cause to threaten people. But for the most part, that's not happening. But
no,
let everybody know it's over. We're looking over the kid's shoulder. We're looking at the curriculum. Nobody has to be indoctrinated. Everybody knows about America's past. Everybody knows that America had slaves. And they should also know that every continent had slaves. The Europeans had slaves. We did not invent the process. We did not invent it, and it's still going on today. What we did is fought a war to lose it and fight every day to rid ourselves of it. Nobody says Reconstruction was brilliant. No one says that we didn't need further reform and there was some brutality in the turn of the century, the last century, that horrifies everybody listening right now. But there were gains, constantly gains, to the point where America is great, not because it's perfect, because it tries to be. And that's what I'm trying to do with these books, and this one in particular.
Well, Brian, you've been doing a great job. Congratulations. Keep up the great work and the inspiration, because you're exactly right. I mean, people are free. We need to live and walk in our freedom and be careful that we're not being enslaved with modern forms of slavery, which, unfortunately, it seems our government seems to be hell-bent, as Joe Biden would say, putting you all back in chains. But, he's promoting a government and regulations and a philosophy that does exactly the very thing that he's warning against.
He doesn't see it, and that's scary. It's got to be stopped. And hopefully these bills get stopped and people sober up before it's too late. Because if you look at some of these states, we're already paying 60% in New York and California, and some of these other high tax states in Illinois, of our salary. So if you're if you are successful, you're giving up six out of every $10 you make. How much more do they want?
That's the problem. Pat Riley, the famous coach for the Lakers, called it the disease of more. And that's what's infiltrating the culture. It's just not enough. And especially when it comes to people that, want to tax and spend. But it takes a freedom-loving people to fight against this. This is what we the people represents. Brian Kilmeade, an honor, a pleasure to have you on the show and to talk about your new book. Congratulations. And we'll link it on our website. And, of course, available at all the usual places. The President and the Freedom Fighter, right?
Yeah, and we have a special Sunday on Fox News, 10 o'clock, November 7th. So you'll see the book in an hour, a lot of it in an hour. I've been shooting it for the past few months. I think you guys will really like it. If you like that, and I hope you do, then I think you really would like the book.
Well, Brian Kilmeade, thanks for coming on. You take care. Have a great day.
Go get it, Bill. Thank you.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow,
Or moving slow,
and that most everything costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads, they provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan.